For nearly a year, the Bethel Fire and EMT Department has been raising money to buy a new ambulance. Everything from t-shirts to bratwurst to bingo nights have been sold to fund the effort. Monday, the campaign received a boost, $25,000 from the Rasmussen Foundation. The influx means the fire department has almost reached its goal. Dependable emergency care requires dependable equipment. Right now, Fire Chief Bill Howell says Bethel doesn't have that, and EMTs do what they must to respond to calls.
You know, getting quick repairs done by mechanics in the middle of the night, or having to use one ambulance to push the other one out because it won't start.
Inside the garage of the fire department, gleaming red fire trucks sit alongside white ambulances. There are two ambulances in Bethel. One is 18 years old, the other is 14. Howell says the industry standard is to replace these vehicles after less than 10 years, which in Bethel is critical. Being off the road system, there's no one to call for backup if one breaks down, which has been happening more and more often.
They're old and they've been beat up on Bethel roads. They get started, they don't get to warm up, they have to respond immediately.
Earlier this year, the ambulances were malfunctioning so frequently, EMTs were using a red pickup truck to respond to calls. Last August, the department mobilized, committing to raising $255,000 to bring a new ambulance to Bethel, and they went all in.
Pretty much no idea was shunned. We knew we had a big task ahead of us.
First, there was a Korean food truck from Casa Restaurant. Then the department sold t-shirts.
Hundreds and hundreds of t-shirts.
There were thrift sales and more food.
Thousands of hot dogs and brats. We sponsored a volleyball tournament.
One EMT firefighter sold handmade pottery. The VFW Women's Auxiliary donated proceeds from an entire bingo night. And the donations kept coming from businesses, nonprofits, foundations, and community members. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to get Bethel a new ambulance.
It's been a real kind of dog pile of fundraising efforts, just getting there any way we can.
Howell says all those donations, t-shirts, and hot dogs have pulled the people of Bethel together. And that was noticed, said Rasmussen Foundation President Diane Kaplan.
So we were very impressed with the commitment of the volunteers as well as the financial contributions from people in the YK area.
The new ambulance is set to arrive on the last barge in September. The fire and EMT department is raising the final money to buy the equipment that goes inside the vehicle. The $25,000 from Rasmussen will help purchase a stretcher, loader, and jaws of life, a tool to break people out of crumpled vehicles. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.